This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A more than four-year investigation of misconduct at the Colorado Supreme Court has ended with the censure of the state's former Chief Justice. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
An order entered Monday said retired Chief Justice Nathan B. Coates, quote, undermined the public's confidence in the integrity of the judiciary, end quote. The censure is related to a multi-million dollar sole source contract that was awarded to a former court employee. Coates served on the court from the year 2000 until 2020 and is the first Supreme Court justice in Colorado history to be censured. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
A new law making it easier for people to file workplace harassment claims in Colorado is now in effect. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado's revised definition loosens the legal standard of harassment. People will no longer have to prove the behavior has been severe or pervasive, just that it interferes with a person's ability to do their job or creates a hostile work environment. The law also clarifies that petty slights, minor annoyances, and lack of good manners do not constitute harassment unless other factors make it more severe. The law is a culmination of countless discussions between advocates for the change and members of the business community who feared it could open the door to frivolous lawsuits. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Yampa Valley Crane Festival is returning to Steamboat Springs, Hayden, and Craig. The festival celebrates the birds as they rest in the area before heading south for the winter. Registration for the late August events is now open for bird walks, workshops, and sessions with crane experts. This is CPR News and KRCC. Stay here for the BBC News Hour.